House Democrats have put the finishing touches on their fiscal year 2016 budget proposal. That is, VPR's Peter Hirschfeld reports. Members of the Republican minority say the spending plan is more than taxpayers can afford.
Lawmakers began the 2015 legislative session with the vexing fiscal dilemma. The projected cost of government next year exceeds the revenues coming in to pay for it, and not by a small amount either. The gap between anticipated costs and expected revenues now stands at nearly $120 million. House Minority Leader Don Turner says this gap is symptomatic of long-running fiscal mismanagement in Montpelier, and he says Democrats own responsibility for the problem.
Vermonters need to know that the state is on a bad financial path, a path that I believe was created by a single-party rule led by large majorities in the legislature.
Turner and six freshman House Republicans invited members of the press to a small Montpelier conference room Monday morning to outline their vision for an alternative path. Instead of budgets that rely on tax hikes to feed increased government spending, Turner and his GOP colleagues, like Bristol Representative Fred Baser, are calling for a zero-growth budget.
Our budget problem, we believe, has been created by a single-party rule, not by Vermonters. We don't feel increasing taxes should be part of the solution.
The House GOP has launched, quote, Plan for Prosperity working groups. Groups Republicans say will lower the cost of government over time with new and more efficient ways of doing business. In the short term, however, the budget freeze will require cuts, lots of them. And the GOP on Monday outlined dozens of proposed cuts that would allow lawmakers to balance the budget without resorting to the $35 million revenue plan that House Democrats are expected to approve later this week.
Excessive spending is the problem, and you can't fix it by raising taxes. Reducing spending is the solution, and we are prepared to work with the majority to achieve this goal.
The cuts include eliminating grants to substance abuse recovery centers, scrapping a child care subsidy for poor mothers, cutting funding for state colleges by 1%, and taking $5 million from a fund that would otherwise provide college aid to Vermont students.
We're going to have to make some difficult choices and move forward.
Turner says his caucus also opposes the payroll tax and sugary beverage tax that Democrats have proposed using to increase Medicaid reimbursement rates and also to pay for other health care reforms. House Speaker Shap Smith says the proposal for overall government spending next year is up by less than 2%. And Smith says the proposal about to be put forth by members of his caucus already includes significant cuts.
It's always a tricky balance, and we are solving the budget problem largely through reductions in spending. And I think that the balance that we found is the right one.
Members of the Progressive Party, as well as some Democrats, will argue during the budget debate later this week that lawmakers need to raise more revenues to preserve government support for various programs. For VPR News, I'm Peter Hirschfeld.